I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. With the 2020 Olympic Games postponed until 2021, we got to wondering, have the Games ever been canceled? The answer is yes. The Games, scheduled to be held in 1916, 1940, and 1944, all years when lots of countries were embroiled in World Wars I and II, were canceled due to the massive conflicts being carried out. That's not a decision that the buttoned-up International Olympic Committee, or IOC, takes lightly. Even when the IOC decided in 1986 to begin staggering the Games so that Winter and Summer Olympics were not held in the same year, but rather in two-year intervals, the Games were never skipped. Instead, the Olympics went on as scheduled in 1988 and 1992, and a second Winter Olympics was held in 1994 to put the international events apart. But 1916, 1940, and 1944 were grim years, and holding the Olympics ended up taking a back burner due to the very dire circumstances playing out on the world stage. In the first case, let's set that stage. The year was 1914, and much Olympic preparation was afoot, as directed by the members of the IOC. The flag, with its iconic rings, was unveiled for the first time that year, along with the choice of the host city for the 1916 Games. Back then, the host city didn't get the 7 years' notice it does now. Ironically, the choice was Berlin. While the IOC was busy getting ready, Austria-Hungary declared war on Serbia, and the Germans were quick to join the battle, although their targets were primarily Russia and France. Belgium, a neutral nation, was the next target. In response, Britain joined in, and the Great War, now known as World War I, was well underway. Given the state of world affairs, British members of the IOC protested the fact that Berlin was still the top choice for hosting the 1916 Games, and they resigned when their demands for an alternative location were not met. At the same time, the Germans were adamant and continued planning. The Germans did issue a caveat, though. Only nations who were on their side or neutral could participate. Several U.S. cities offered themselves as replacement sites, while other IOC members said there could be no games until 1920. Pierre Coubertin, founder of the IOC and widely recognized father of the modern Olympics, had this to say on the matter. The IOC could not withdraw the games without consulting the designated city, which presumably would have to give its consent. At the time, Coubertin noted that it was possible that these particular games would not occur. As the war trudged on, Coubertin's prediction proved accurate. The 1916 games were not held. It was, after all, the war to end all wars. The stadium stood silent. Fast forward a few decades, and Germany finally got the chance to hold the games in Berlin in 1936, although those games went down in history as the ones that then-German Chancellor Adolf Hitler used to showcase Nazi propaganda. Meanwhile, the IOC declared an Asian nation as the future site of an Olympics. In 1940, Japan was slated to become the first country in Asia to host the Games. Rumor has it that Tokyo won the role of host city because of a bit of skullduggery. One of Japan's IOC members, Michimasa Tsuyoshima, reportedly met with Benito Mussolini and promised him the Japanese contingent's backing for the 1944 Games to be held in Rome if he would weigh in on Japan's bid for 1940. He may have tampered with the opinions of other members, too. Of course, all this effort was for naught, as the 1944 Games never happened either. Here's how it went down. Again, the IOC refused the idea of moving the 1940 Games, which became a matter of exacerbated controversy when Japan invaded China. Eventually, though, it became apparent that the Games would not go forward. Martial law at that point ruled Japan and decreed that the Games were not going to happen. And World War II was still raging in 1944, causing the cancellation of the 1944 Games. The Olympics would not again see the world stage until 1948, when they took place in London. However, although official Olympics didn't occur in 1940 or 1944, they didn't go completely unheralded. Prisoners of war in a few European camps held covert Olympiads. Only a handful of relics survive from these clandestine games, including a flag, small and drawn on a Polish prisoner's shirt in crayon. In 1944, the flag of those surreptitious games was made of a bedsheet and scarves. The Olympic oath for these games began, "In the name of all the sportsmen whose stadiums are fenced with barbed wire." After World War II, all Summer Olympic Games took place as scheduled until the 2020 Tokyo Summer Olympics. The IOC president announced in March of 2020 that due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Games, quote, must be rescheduled to a date beyond 2020, but not later than summer 2021, to safeguard the health of the athletes, everybody involved in the Olympic Games, and the international community. As of this writing, the Tokyo Games are still scheduled to take place July 23rd through August 8th of 2021, under strict guidelines to ensure the safety of athletes and attendees. Interestingly, the Games are still referred to as the 2020 Olympics, even though they're being held in 2021. Billions of dollars from TV rights and merchandising are at stake, so an outright cancellation is unlikely. However, the only spectators allowed will be those who live within Japan's borders. The Japanese government has barred overseas visitors from entering the country. And one April 2021 poll showed that 72% of Japanese residents still think the games should be canceled or further postponed. Today's episode is based on the article, "Are the Olympics Ever Canceled?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jessica Toothman. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.